It's Tuesday, August 13th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hong Kong protests have moved to the city airport, shutting down the world's busy cargo port yesterday. Hundreds of thousands of protesters have crowded into the airport over the last 4 days, and Reuters reports that crowds are filling up police stations and singing hymns. The riots surround controversy concerning an extradition bill, which would allow local authorities to extradite Hong Kong residents to face charges in communist courts in mainland China or Taiwan. As many as 1 million people at a time have crowded the streets of Hong Kong protesting the bill in February of this year. The protesters are demanding the complete retraction of the bill and the resignation of Chief Executive Carrie Lam. Hong Kong's Christians make up 11% of the population, compared to mainland China's 2.5%. Also, Hong Kong is registered as the most free nation in the world by the Heritage Foundation's 2018 Freedom Index. Accusations are flying furiously, and suspicions have surfaced upon the news of the alleged suicide of sexual criminal Jeffrey Epstein, who is facing charges of pedophilia and was being held in a New York City federal prison. President Donald Trump noted Epstein's connections with Bill Clinton in a retweet he sent out on Sunday, saying, quote, "Documents were unsealed yesterday revealing that top Democrats, including Bill Clinton, took private trips to Jeffrey Epstein's pedophilia island," end quote. And Donald Trump Jr. directed people's attention to the Clinton body count, suggesting that the former president may have been involved in the death of Mr. Epstein. CNBC reported on July 22nd that Epstein's black book contained the names of Presidents Donald Trump and Bill Clinton, Britain's Prince Andrew, former Prime Minister Tony Blair, comedian Bill Cosby, former Secretaries of State Henry Kissinger and John Kerry, and media mogul Rupert Murdoch. Clinton's office acknowledged that the president had been on Epstein's plane on 4 separate occasions, although Fox News confirmed 26 trips in the Boeing 727, according to FAA-required flight manifests. Hebrews 13, verse 4 declares, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous." The Hillsong lyricist, responsible for writing the lyrics for "All I Need Is You" and hundreds of other numbers, has announced he is leaving the faith and Christianity is, quote, "just another religion," end quote, reports the Christian Post. On Instagram, Marty Sampson said, quote, "I'm genuinely losing my faith and it doesn't bother me at all. I am so happy now, so at peace with the world," end quote. But James 4, verse 4 warns us, "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." John Mason, founder of the God First, Life Second movement, tweeted, quote, "When sound biblical theology is neglected for an American, spiritualized, cultural-friendly replacement, exposure to that theology will naturally turn away a mind, heart, and soul that has never submitted to that eternal truth. In other words, the falling away is the right response," end quote. Alliance Defending Freedom President Michael Ferris recently interviewed Vice President Mike Pence on the status of pro-family and religious freedom issues. The vice president noted that his tie-breaking vote for a bill allowing the state's defunding Planned Parenthood was a significant accomplishment. He told Ferris that he prays for his enemies and works on forgiving them. He also recommended spending more time on your knees than on the internet. Pence said, quote, "The greatest day of my life is when I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior in 1978, end quote. As of June 20th, a 4-year-old Texas boy with special needs named Drake Pardo was removed from his home on accusations of, quote, "medical child abuse," end quote. The doctor who initiated the investigation based his concerns on what he later said was, quote, "an incomplete review," end quote, of Drake's medical records. Tim Lambert, president of the Texas Homeschool Coalition, explained more on what precipitated this child confiscation in an interview with The Worldview.
Family's been taken into Dallas Children's Hospital for years. They had a bad experience with a physician, a situation that the child aspirated, so they put him in the hospital. The doctor didn't. He was there for 4 days. The doctor never came to see him. So the family changed doctors, same hospital. They filed a complaint with the doctor, and that doctor they filed a complaint with went to the hospital and asked them to investigate the family for medical child abuse.
Lambert said that this kind of thing happens quite often in Texas.
I wish I could say this was really unusual, but CPS is a broken agency in Texas. This problem is systemic. And in this case, there was a hearing, a status hearing on Friday, and the court, CPS was trying to get the court to adopt a family plan. And they acknowledged on the stand that they had violated state and federal law in adopting that family plan. They didn't include the family at all. They also violated state and federal law in the investigation.
Stay tuned for a Worldview special report on Wednesday on Drake's case. Pray for this family and learn more about the case at bringdrakehome.com. That's bringdrakehome.com. And finally, C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe topped a recent survey for the UK's favorite book. Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code came in second, and Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone came in third. 33% of the adults surveyed mentioned the C.S. Lewis book. Six out of the top 10 favorite books on the list were Harry Potter novels. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, August 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.